This blog is from the 17th of August 2013, and it's called Crazy Frog Porn and BBC Radio 3. I'm writing this blog post on the bus. I've been on it now for about half an hour, and I've had it up to here. Sorry, I forgot you can't see me. That's about 4 metres, with a man sitting next to me. His text alert is the WhatsApp clip from that Budweiser TV advert from about 12 years ago. Immediately, when I heard his choice of text tone, I began to make value judgments upon the man. He's obviously someone who's very uncool, but harbours the major delusion that he is cool. He is trying to be ironic by this text tone. He's trying to be cool in a kitsch kind of way. But in actuality, what he's really screaming is, I'm a massive twat who needs to grow up, accept the transience of my existence, and that I'm inevitably at some point going to die. But I can't accept that. The thought of that terrifies me, so I mask it with veneers such as outdated novelty text-tone trinkets, TV adverts that remind me of when I was younger, to adorn my fragile cave in a feeble attempt to ward off the bats that in this case represent my impermanence and insignificance. That's exactly what I hear when I hear that WhatsApp text-tone. He might hear the sound WhatsApp, but I hear that big long sentence, word for word. In fact, by the time I've heard that big long sentence in my mind, the WhatsApp sound has come again as he receives another text message, so it's getting very frustrating. I know I should feel sympathy for the man, knowing the real reason for his choice of text-tone, but I'm only human, something that at least I, unlike he, is willing to accept. This has gone on now for about 40 minutes. I'm beginning to think about giving impermanence and transience a bit of a helping hand as far as this gentleman is concerned. But I think death might be a little bit extreme. I am, however, very tempted to stick the phone right up his arse, giving him a rather surprising answer to that bloody interminable question I've been enduring for the last 40 minutes. What's up? What's up? I'll tell you what's up. Your phone right up your orifice. How's that for irony, pal? And it would just get funnier and funnier every time he got another text. What's up? Oh, I think you know only too well what's up, sir. Well, the thought of that has really cheered me up. This blog post is being rather therapeutic for me, although it's probably rather disconcerting for you listening to it. If you're coming to one of our gigs soon, then take this as a warning. If a text alert goes off during a performance and it's a WhatsApp or the Crazy Frog or any of the other novelty ringtones, then be prepared to do a lot of standing up and for the ignominy of a hospital visit. The hospital staff won't be able to operate on your rectum because they'll be doubled over laughing as the sound of the Crazy Frog emanates from your behind. I am a little bit concerned, though, that some people may find that thought highly erotic rather than it being a cruel punishment, and therefore deliberately put the Crazy Frog as their ringtone in the hope that they'll get that special treatment from me. My goodness, I doubt that there's many websites on the internet with the phrase Crazy Frog and the words erotic, arse and rectum in such close proximity. Perhaps I'll get some new readers for the written version of our blog post when someone does a hopeful Google search for Crazy Frog Porn. I'm sorry to disappoint you, but I really don't think this is going to satiate your appetite. Anyway, from talk of Crazy Frog Porn, I seamlessly transition to talking about BBC Radio 3. The Young'uns session and interview that we did live on BBC Radio 3's World on 3 programme last Friday has been removed from the BBC iPlayer. Not due to public pressure or anything like that, just because it does, after a week, it gets removed automatically. But for those of you who didn't get round to listening, then you can download it from my website and from the Young'uns website as well, davideagle.co.uk or theyoungans.co.uk. Don't worry if you're listening to this on the podcast like a few months in the future or anything like that, thinking, oh, I've missed my chance now, you might have taken it down. No, I do intend to keep it up permanently. Well, I know that nothing is actually really permanent, as I've already established. I use the word permanent figuratively. I thought I'd better clarify that, just in case anyone started thinking that me uploading the Young'uns BBC Radio 3 session to this blog was my equivalent of the WhatsApp tone. The last thing I want is for someone equally as warped as me to listen to this and then come to the same conclusions that I came up with about the WhatsApp man. And the next thing I know, I've got a BBC Radio 3 session on me arse. I mean, I imagine that would be extremely painful, especially if someone just decided to go the whole hog and simply stick all of BBC 3 up my arse. I mean, that's the entire BBC Symphony Orchestra up there, for God's sake. Although it would certainly make for a very interesting BBC Proms. Anyway, you can download the arse-free Young'uns BBC Radio 3 session on mine or the Young'uns website, davideagle.co.uk or theyoungans.co.uk. Thanks for listening. I hope that I haven't disconcerted you too much. This professional freelance lifestyle is evidently not good for my mental health. And this is what happens when you take me out of the corporate 9-to-5 world.
We're there!